It has been a very difficult time in the world. People are hurting. Two Molotov cocktails were found at a DDO synagogue on Tuesday. Acts of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are on the rise as we have now passed the one-month mark since the horrific Israel-Hamas war began. So we've gotten word that there was an altercation at Concordia today between Israel and Palestinian supporters again. People are hurting. Emotions are running very high. In the midst of all of this, the House of Commons today unanimously adopted Liberal MP Anthony Housefather's motion to condemn Hamas for its terrorist attacks on Israel and to demand the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. Anthony Housefather, Liberal MP for Mount Royal, joins us now. Thank you for your time, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Natasha.
So it is not an easy time. How are you doing? How are you doing personally?
I kind of feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders most of the time. I feel just like most members of the Jewish community do, angry, frustrated, scared, sad, all at once. And it's been continuing since October the 7th. One thing, you know, about the fact that most of us have, you know, a very close tie to Israel, whether through having family there or friends there or just having that relationship of, you know, it being the Jewish biblical homeland. And that was one thing. But then seeing the worst terrorist attack against Jews since the Holocaust turn into a wave of anti-Semitism sweeping the Western world, including here in Canada, I think is something that was even harder to deal with. And I feel so sad when I speak to students who, you know, now are living, you know, a horrible time on campus, whether from fellow students or from teachers, lack of concern of administration, et cetera. Whether it's people who are afraid to wear their Star of David or asking if they should take their mezuzahs off the doors. Like, it's become a crazy time, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to comfort people and remind them that this is a small minority out there. They are loud, they are vocal, but they are a minority, and we're not leaving where we've been since 1760. We're going to stay. We're going to fight back, but it's tough.
I mean, I'll tell you, you're doing a great job. I think you're saying what people need to hear, and you're sharing the emotions that people are feeling. Tell us a little bit about this motion that was unanimously adopted today.
Well, thanks, Natasha. Well, basically, last week, I'm the chair of the Canada-Israel Friendship Group in Parliament, and we brought the families of hostages to Ottawa to speak to members of Parliament and senators from all parties. And I had committed to the families of the hostages, including Canadian families, that I would try to get the House of Commons to pass a motion, which in our case is very hard because it has to be unanimous to get something through quickly, to call for their unconditional and immediate release. And at the same time, I also wanted to make sure we condemn Hamas for the original attack. We weren't sitting that week, so we never had done that. So I tied the two together in a motion, and fortunately, after quite a bit of work, everybody agreed to it, and we got through today.
I'm thinking about the effect that this might have on the community. I feel like we're, you know, everybody's just looking for any little bit of hope and good news and things to bring positivity. Are you hearing that already, that this is having that kind of ripple effect?
I mean, I think that people greatly appreciated the fact that the House of Commons unanimously adopted this motion. I think that is one thing, but I think in terms of dealing with anti-Semitism, we also announced on Monday a $5 million new program, and that's just initial monies for the program to deal with increased security costs that communities are bearing as a result, for example, of having to hire security guards. Just the one day where Hamas on the Friday asked people to go after Jews, the Jewish community incurred in just Federation $70,000 in costs. That doesn't include all the costs of all the individual institutions. So We needed the money. That's good. Mm-hmm. The next thing is we need to remind police that when demonstrators cross the line at a demonstration and call for genocide or call for the eradication of an identifiable group, whether Jews or Zionists or anyone else, police need to act. They can't just sit quietly and watch that happen at demonstrations. And I think once the Jewish community feels that those things are being done, I think that there's going to feel a lot more secure. And I'm trying my best in every way to try to make these things happen. And I know that other people out there are doing their best in every way. And I think, again, you know, it's not a good time right now, but it will get better.
We're speaking with Anthony House, Father, Liberal MP for Mount Royal. I think you just said it there, like that this idea that we need to find solace where we can, try to feel safe. I know that Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was in your riding last night mm-hmm. trying to just quell some fears in the community and making sure that people know that the security concerns are of utmost importance. What else did Minister LeBlanc have to say to your riding last night?
Yeah, so it was great to have him there. Dom and I have worked together, and so is Rachel Van Dyen and Anna Ganey and some other MPs to make sure that we had the security program launched immediately. And he was great with that, and also to make sure that the RCMP is reaching down to provincial and municipal police forces to give them guidance on how to deal with anti-Semitism, with demonstrations like this type of demonstration, to make sure our community institutions, for all communities, are safe. And he's been exemplary in that. But the reason I wanted him there particularly was because I wanted him to hear the same way the Prime Minister heard when he came the week before, directly from students, as to what they're feeling on campus. Because I believe we need to have a national task force. It's provincial jurisdiction, but we need to step in and show leadership and get the provinces and the administrations of colleges and universities to tackle the problem of anti-Semitism on campus. So I wanted Dom and the Prime Minister to hear what our students are going through, and that is my next big push for that.
75 Canadians have made it across the border into Egypt safely from Gaza. We know that there are hundreds more on that list. I feel, again, like emotions are just running incredibly high, Anthony, for people here worried mm-hmm. about their loved ones, for people just feeling all the implications of all of this. And there's a growing sense of desperation, hence the yeah. incident that happened at Concordia today yeah. Between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian groups. Can I ask you what you would like to say to people about just, I don't know, Anthony, trying to keep a handle on that anger, on that frustration and that fear, ultimately?
100%. Well, first thing is foreigners have to be allowed to leave Gaza. You know, I do agree with the call from the United States, the UK, from Canada, to ask Israel to consider a humanitarian pause to let that happen, not to let Hamas rebuild, not to stop going after a terrorist organization that we all agree that we need to get rid of for everyone's benefit, but to let humanitarian aid to Gaza, to let people get to the south where it would be safer, and to make sure that our Canadians and all the other foreigners get out. So that's one thing. The second thing is what I would say to everybody is, look, we may not agree on what's happening in the Middle East, and I think we all have very strong feelings about it. We can't let that come to Canada. We cannot allow that elevated level of dislike or fear about what's happening in the Middle East affect our lives here and our interrelationships. And I'm afraid that this is exactly what's happening. And it happens when you have demonstrations where you have incitement at the demonstrations, where people who should know better are saying hateful things and loudly inspiring crowds to chant hateful things. And that needs to get toned down. And we all need to remember that this war in the Middle East will end, and we still need to live together in Canada, whether Jewish, Christian, or Muslim, or anyone else from any religion, and any ethnicity, any background. And I think my message is, let's remember that while we disagree about the Middle East, we all agree we have to be friends and neighbors here.
Indeed. Hear, hear. Well said. I'm going to save that clip because I think we're going to need to hear it in coming days. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Anytime, Natasha. Thank you so much.